This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel faces growing international pressure Wednesday to rethink plans for a massive ground operation in Gaza, where the Hamas-run health ministry says Israel's relentless bombing campaign has killed 700 people in 24 hours. Alarm is growing over the spiraling death toll in the Gaza Strip. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry claims more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed, mostly civilians, and there are fears the toll could soar if Israel pushes ahead with a widely expected ground invasion in a bid to destroy Hamas and rescue hostages. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning retaliatory attacks against Palestinians by Israeli settlers in the West Bank. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Palestinian authorities say settler violence has grown since the Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what it's like.
At a joint news conference with Australia's prime minister, the president again condemned the Hamas assault that killed 1,400 Israelis and noted Palestinian civilians are also being killed.
There's no going back to the status quo as it stood on October the 6th.
The president says he'll redouble efforts to find a two-state solution.
Israelis and Palestinians equally deserve to live side by side in safety, dignity, and peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Medical supplies and other humanitarian and sanitation equipment were delivered to hospitals around the Gaza Strip on Wednesday following the entry of the first truckloads of aid into Gaza over the past few days. In central Gaza Strip, aid workers arranged and packed boxes of aid for shipment to various hospitals around the territory that are teetering on the brink of collapse without enough supplies or medicine.